Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf. This year we'll be talking daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 15. Gemara talking about the aspects of how things are arranged when it comes to preparing the lamps. Rav Papa would say to you, with the Tana first mentioned in the earlier Mishnah the preparation of the two lamps, and subsequently in a later Mishnah mentioned the preparation of the five lamps? Since in practice the Kohen would prepare the five lamps before the two, the Tana ought not to have mentioned them in reverse order. But Abai would answer, the Tana is just teaching the things in general terms. The precise order of the actual vote he teaches us later in the second and third chapters of the tractate. The idea being to make sure to prepare your lamps, to make sure to prepare your lights. Yesterday on the daf we talked about fully immersing in the mitzvah. Not only should we immerse in the mitzvah, but we should make sure to properly prepare for a mitzvah. I know that I'm going to have some free time this week. Let me see who can I invite. Let me see who can I cook for. Let me see, what can I do? I know that my friend had a kid, Baruch Hashem. What can I do to help? How can I prepare? How can I kindle the lamp of the mitzvah to help him? Let me order some more stuff from my local supermarket, so I'm going to make dinner anyway for my family. Let me also make dinner for his family doing the mitzvah. What can we do to kindle the lights, to prepare the lights for everyone around us in our different aspects of our life? Make sure to kindle your lamps. Make sure to do what you can in order to prepare and get those lamps going, especially if you're involved in different things throughout all of your days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 16 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.